Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. Don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
Yeah.
Your glory, but that don't mean they know your story. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm truly happy to have Pastor. I'm going to ask Pastor Bell to share, not only do a word of prayer, but if she would take over for about 5 minutes after she do the word of prayer, and I'll be right back.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Selection, you don't know my story. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you for this broadcast. Thanking you for your word, Father God. We thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet. We thanking you for all those that participate, Father God. Father God, we give you praise today. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God, and we bind up anything that may try to hinder us from receiving this word. We ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he teaches this word. And Father God, we ask that you will open up our ears and our heart to receive the word. Bless all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut-in. Be with the bereaved, Father God. Be with those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we just want to thank you for the testimonies of those that have been healed and those that are changed. Through the word of God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't do enough, and your word guides us and leads us, and we just thanking you for our pastor as he continues to teach this word. Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I would like to read that scripture out of Bible since we're talking about love. And the godly love, being conscious of God's love. So the scripture, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 5 from the Message Bible, the whole point of what we're urging is simply love. Love uncontaminated by self-interest and counterfeit faith. A love open to God. Amen, amen. So this is the love that Pastor is teaching us, helping us to see, not as the world sees it. So the scripture, we had quite a few, but let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and beginning with that fourth verse. So from the King James, and it's talking about love. We're going to start with the fourth verse. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity endeth not. Charity findeth not itself, is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. And let me do that. Let me do verse 11. It says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen, amen. So we're talking about being conscious of God's love. Amen. Back to you, Pastor.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Bill. I appreciate you stepping in. I tell you, people don't know, everybody need to have a Pastor Bill. I just thank God I got one. I tell you, I thank God she's so obedient to, you know, the scripture and to things. I just thank God. But if you're going to have develop the God kind of love, you must be conscious. You must be aware. See, because being conscious, that's what that is. It's being aware.
Yeah.
It's something you likely to notice. You know, when you're conscious, you're concerned about something.
And
when you're conscious of something, it always, I like that scripture in Joshua 1 and 8. Brother and sister, let me tell you what. I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie that, Joshua 1 and 8, because I want you to see what conscience is based on scripture. And this week, one of the things that I want to achieve is know that conscience is part of the inward and not the outward. Some people call it self-conscious. That means you're aware. Some people are self-conscious of what they dress or how they look or this, that, or the third. But they're aware of it.
Yeah.
And for that reason, they'll run them to the bathroom. Let me make sure I don't have no lint on my clothes. Or they're so conscious of things. Let me make sure my breath is not stinking. They'll go in there and spray some mouthwash or whatever. They're conscious. That's what I'm trying to show you. Being aware of something. And we need to be conscious of God's love.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. You find that yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. So Joshua 1:8 from the King James. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen.
We have to meditate day and night on the Word of God.
Yeah.
Well, that's two times. That's day and night. For a better way of saying, all the time, you're conscious of it. You're aware of God's love. So if you're meditating in the Word of God, if I can say it like this, you'll form an image in you that you're always thinking about. It. Sort of like when you going down the street. I guess that's why we need to really get into Colossians 1:9-14. You got to know what law you're under. You're under the law of love. So when I think about the law, I'm always minded when I'm driving down the street, I see a red light, I'm looking around for the police. Because I know if I run that light, see, I'm conscious of it. Because that's the law we're living by. Well, that's the same thing I'm saying about the law of love, brothers and sisters. You should always be aware, just like you should always be paying attention of your surroundings. But let's read this. And if I don't get into it today, I'll definitely get into it tomorrow because I want you to know a little history about why these people got like this, why Paul had to get them, straighten them out through the Word of God. But in Colossians 1:9-14, it reads like this. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all the patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Oh, that's powerful right there. But it's just, you're in a whole nother world. You've been transferred into the kingdom of his son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the way in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loved so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sin we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen. Well, you know, I really, that's our foundational scripture. I really like to get into it. But I want you to understand this consciousness. You got to get and tied in with this. See, when you're conscious of something, believe me, you are aware. There's some awareness. Especially if like it's going to go south on you or it's not going to go the way you want it to go. Yeah. It's a level of knowledge. See, when you're conscious, you have some knowledge there of something. Yeah, there's an awareness of there. So, with that being said, when she read that scripture a moment ago, we're to meditate in this knowledge day and night.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It ought to be so that when you go to the red light, there should be an alert right there. Boom. Cops right there. Cops right there. That's the way it ought to be about love. That should be an awareness, awakening, a watchfulness that, hey, man, I'm living by the laws of God. I got to do the love thing no matter what.
Because,
see, that's what's in your conscience. Because I tell you what, if you see that red light and a cop there and it's not green, I guarantee you're going to be very much, I mean, you're going to be doing some stuff, like hitting your brake, popping the brakes.
Amen. That's right.
Because you're aware of that.
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to find a way, and even if you're seeing period, thank you, Pastor, you're going to slow down. Because of the awareness. So that's what conscience. So some kind of way, as we develop this God kind of love, you got to be conscious of who you are and what you are. You're different. I heard somebody was talking this morning. They're not conscious of who they are. They said, well, you know, the devil is this. And they gave the devil all the power, and they never gave God any of power. They're not conscious of who they are. Kind of remind me of the church in Colossians here. You know, let me just share some stuff. Hopefully I can get through it. The Colossians, along with the Philippine, the letter he wrote to the Philippine at the Philippine church, and Ephesians and Philemon, and Paul wrote these stuff in Philippians church and the church at Ephesus, they all had some wicked stuff going on. And Paul was in prison. Paul was in prison when he heard about it. So when you read this, understand that there was some stuff going on Paul heard about. And this stuff had gotten, it was being spread. They didn't have like the internet today, or they don't have no cell phone at that time. But the stuff was spread. It was only like 100 miles away, but heresy was being spread throughout the church at Colossian. Some people call it Colossian, but anyway, the church. So Paul had to answer various, questions that required the direction of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you why. Because heresy, it had threatened the church. The heresy that was going on had threatened the church. But let me break this down for a minute, a little bit, because I want you to understand that heresy was more of a religious option that was contrary to truth or contrary to the church. That's what heresy really is, if you want to know the truth. It was an opinion of doctrine that was contrary to truth. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. It was an opinion of somebody that was contrary to the church. Like people say, oh, I ain't perfect. Man, that's heresy. The Word of God said you perfect. We read just a few minutes ago if you're listening, I know everybody don't have the ear to hear. Please, brothers and sisters, the Bible says that we have been transferred into the kingdom of his dear son. Isn't that what it say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How you know that? Because we have redemption through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. So either you've been forgiven of sin or you haven't.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
See, that's how I look at stuff. We're called saints. The Bible says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet. This word meet, M-E-E-T, partakers of an inheritance of the saints in light. What it's saying here is we've been made comfortable to like God. In other words, when you talk about the word meet, what that really means is like two dogs can be together, or two cats, they have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sound too far to the right. You may have to help me out here, Pastor. You know, like a man and a woman, they'll meet. Two men's is not. Two women's is not. They try now. They don't suffer from trying, but it ain't going to work.
Right. That's it, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, to become, that's what God did with Adam and Eve. He made Eve to become to help me. Somebody that could do the stuff he do, enjoy the things he did. That was good. Giraffe there had the real long neck, the big body, but they wasn't comfortable with Adam.
All right.
I hope it's making some sense.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
But to be comfortable, so that's what the word meet means here. It means to be somebody that you're equal. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway because it's the truth. You know, girls can play basketball just like boys. But girls don't need to be playing with boys. Because the whole makeup is different. Women can't kick that ball down. You get 20 guys down there dunking basketball. You ain't going to get no 20 women on one field because it's different. Because they're not meek. But when it comes to other things, they are. But let me tell you what was going on here in the church of Colossians. The heresy, they had spirits is good and evil. That's what they was concerned about. And Paul had to explain to them, and I'll give you these scriptures, God had created heaven and earth for his glory. Not for man's glory, but for his glory. They had this thing where one must follow ceremonies, rituals, and they was restricted to do this and restricted to do that. In order to be saved, you had to do this and you had to do that. So Paul had to let them know there were only one shadow that ended when Christ came. He is all you need to be saved. You don't have to do this and have to do that. And all you need is Christ, brothers and sisters. Stop letting people lie to you. Oh, you got to go to church to get saved. You got to go to a building. That would be a lie. There was a lot of things. I think about how they was teaching that one must deny the body and live in strict ancient time, for a better way of saying it. And what they were going through was a bunch of religious stuff. Now, in fact, one time they were saying angels must be worshipped. And Paul had to straighten them out over there in the second chapter, 18th verse. He said angels are not to be worshipped. Christ alone is worthy of worship. So some people worshiping pastors and bishops and lay their head down. I mean, I literally seen people, this is the truth, brothers and sisters, because I don't care how close it look, you got to be able to see the difference. You got to be able to distinguish that there's a difference. Like I was talking about basketball, you know, You got it. Women can shoot, but there's some difference in there. Like you see people quoting scriptures, but they don't believe it. A lady this morning quoted a scripture, and I may have to leave this right here. But a lady this morning was quoting a scripture on something I listened to. They only said what the devil could do. They was making the devil so big, and I'm going like, well, you know what? I better jump in here and get these folks straight. Not only did the devil quote the scripture, which to me was no big deal. I get all of that. Anybody can quote the scripture. That don't mean he knew it. Satan didn't know that. He quoted that. People quote scripture all day long and don't know what they're quoting. They don't know it. So for a person to say, oh, Satan knows scripture. No, he quoted the scripture. Because if he knew the scripture, he would have the revelation that Jesus said, not only will God turn these stones into bread if I chose to, but you know what? You should not tempt the Lord thy God. Because he was talking about, you know, jumping from a pinnacle and before he touched the ground that he would send him a legion of angels. And Jesus had revelation. He said, okay, I know it, but it's also written that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, some things you got to get through revelation, brothers and sisters. When you walk around and tell people you ain't perfect, actually, you're just saying what somebody else said. You ain't read that. You ain't trying to hear what God is saying. Because God said you have Christ's mind. To have Christ's mind, you got to be perfect.
Amen.
You're only perfect because you're in Christ. And then people don't understand the word perfect. The word perfect, it really means without flaw. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're complete. Perfect is to be complete. You're complete. You've been given what God wanted you to. Ephesians 2, don't make me go there. You are complete in him. So if you're complete in him, that makes you perfect in him. Okay. I'm going to put brakes right there. We're going to pick this up tomorrow right there in Colossians. But we're talking about being love conscious, being aware that the love of God living in you, being aware of that.
Amen.
Please be aware of that. Well, anyone have anything they want to share? We got a few more minutes.
I just wanted to read that Joshua 1:8 from the Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I thought I had the right. Okay. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Amen. And then that ninth verse, as we'll read that, then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Amen. So that was 8 and 9. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, we'll see you all. Word at noon.